Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you again. Everybody seems to be surviving fair season well enough, but I'm pretty sure everybody's brain is essentially fried. Fortunately, we have you to give us some ways to boost our brain health. What have you got for us?
Yes, absolutely. I know, especially we come out of the summer season, and with 4-H'ers, that step fair season was wrapped up and getting ready for state fair, is we all definitely have some busy lifestyles, and I know it feels like maybe at times there isn't maybe enough time or energy left in the day to go for a walk or jog or even a bike ride. When we are physically active, however, our bodies and brains produce hormones and neurotransmitters that help to improve our mood, enhance memory, increase our energy levels, and elevate our sense of well-being. And these are our body's feel-good chemicals at work. So when your muscles likely feel tired after you've been active, you're also maybe going to feel a little bit more relaxed. And you can also have that sense of accomplishment, which can also boost your self-confidence as well. Physical activity, as we know, provides many health benefits. And while we do need a little bit more research on it to know exactly how physical activity impacts the brain, we do know that it boosts blood flow to the brain and also helps to counter some of the natural reduction in the brain connections that often occur during the aging process. And that regular physical activity can also help reduce falls, helps with depression, the management of diabetes and high blood pressure, and also helps individuals remain independent as well. So for brain health, the Alzheimer's Association recommends doing at least 150 minutes of physical activity each week. And these guidelines also align with our physical activity guidelines for Americans. And the 150-minute recommendation may seem like a lot, but if you break that down, that is equal to doing about 30 minutes of activity for 5 days during the week. The best physical activity is the one that we'll actually do. So while walking is great, and it's something almost everyone can do, other activities like water exercise, yard work, I know a lot of people enjoy playing pickleball, team sports can also be great options as well. The main thing is to work hard enough to get your heart rate up so you can still talk and carry on a conversation but not sing. So really the main thing is trying to find that activity that you enjoy and something that you'll do often. In addition to the exercising regularly, a healthy diet is good for the brain. For brain health, some foods that are especially beneficial include eating leafy green vegetables regularly or on a daily basis, other vegetables and fruits, especially berries, whole grains, eating fish twice a week, poultry, beans, nuts, and using olive oil as well. As always, it's always recommended to consult with your physician to better understand your risk for dementia and other diseases, as well as advice on physical activity and diet. Even if you have no family history for disease, you can still develop it. Research does show that those who have a parent or sibling with Alzheimer's are maybe at a more likely or have a little bit greater risk to develop it themselves. So make sure to take that time and visit and consult with your physician. So again, I think we all know that regular physical activity and a healthy diet are some of the most important things we can do to not only boost our brain health, but our overall health as well. So as always, if you have additional questions or want more information, you're welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
It sounds like a lot of the things that we can do to boost our brain health will also boost our emotional health. I just got back from a very, very long drive, and my son says, "Can we go to the gym?" My first thought was, "Oh, no. I'm tired. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit here. I'm out of sorts from the trip and everything. I'm tired. I'm not thinking straight." And I said, "Okay, fine. We'll go." Shot some baskets, did a few laps walking the track, and I felt really good afterward.
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes it's just getting back into the gym or getting back on the walking path. Once you kind of get in motion and get going, and it's that feel-goodness afterwards that's always very beneficial for mental health and emotional health and our overall well-being as well.
Use those endorphins to teach your brain. Moving around is good. Do it often.
Absolutely. And find what works for you and what you enjoy the most, just to keep your body moving.
Outstanding. And are there any classes coming up? I know there's some balance classes and stay strong and stay healthy and things like that. Have you got anything that you need to mention before we go?
We are just finishing up a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class this week in Osage City. And I know Janae, my colleague, is working on finishing up a Matter of Balance class as well. And so we're in the process of kind of getting some things finished up, but definitely be looking for some things probably out in the springtime after the first of the year or so.
Very cool. And I know those classes are popular and they fill up quickly. So folks are going to want to get a hold of you soon to get those started.
Yes, and we always appreciate you helping us to get those promoted as well.
100%. And we appreciate you talking with us this morning, and we will be catching up with you in just a few weeks, okay?
Thank you.
All righty, have a good day. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.